morning, my thoughts are not so much on any of the scriptures, but something more commonly being said today, in the last few days, perhaps in the days to come. And very, very simply, as we have been greeting each other, Happy New Year. That's a greeting that is common and acceptable and certainly very healthy. It reminds me, whenever we come to this, some years ago, a young adult in my family came across his resolutions for the new year, and one of his resolutions was, for the new year, be happy. And that's a legitimate hope for all of us. We're made for happiness. We know that from the Catechism. God made us to be happy with him forever in heaven. And so we're drawn to happiness, and we wish each other happiness. It's a new year. It's a new start. It's a fresh beginning. And that's the spiritual life. We're always starting over. And so it's a very legitimate expression and certainly a very legitimate hope for a new year and a new decade. It's also perhaps worthy of reflecting on it a little bit about this, what is happiness and how do we get it? As you've often heard me quote, there's one commentator who says that the word happiness is based in Greek and that the root word is pine, pining. And the prefix is the Greek for to be without. And this commentator suggests that to be happy is to be without pining, to be pining and longing for something we don't have. Or many wants. And so to be without that is how it's described as being happy. And so how do we get to that? How do we get to the point where we don't have these needs and wants that we're pining for? Well, one way, the way of the world, is of course to try to satisfy all our needs and wants. You know, get as much money as we can, as many possessions as we can, as much fame, as many degrees, whatever. That's one way to try to do it, to try to fill it. But it never works. Because the human person is made for universal truth and goodness and beauty. Nothing less than absolute goodness will ultimately satisfy us. And we've all had that experience. We've had it where if I just get this thing or get my driver's license or get a car or get a new car, whatever it is, we've always thought, oh, that's going to make me happy. Here in the local area, I've learned that a good analogy would be your boat. You know, there's always just 2 feet more boats. That's all I need. It's just a little bit larger boat and I'm going to be happy. And it never really fulfills. It never satisfies. And we, one other commentator has pointed out, anything that we need more and more of to be happy, it isn't working. If it were working, we wouldn't need more and more of it. So it can't be anything that we're going to satisfy these needs. And C.S. Lewis had a wonderful description of addiction. You know, we live in a highly addictive society. And Lewis said addiction is an ever-increasing desire for an ever-diminishing pleasure. And the poor addict is caught up in this vortex. It's that so many people who are addicted, they're not even enjoying the addiction, they're just avoiding the withdrawal. And that's what we're facing. So many, many people, they just wanted to be happy. That's how they started. But there's ever-increasing desire for an ever-diminishing pleasure. So that's one way to try to fill the longing or the pining, and that is to fill it and satisfy it. But I think another way might be, rather than to try to satisfy our longings, is to reduce our needs and longings, to put them in priority, in perspective. And that's where St. John of the Cross says, if you want everything, desire nothing. Just work on the desire end. Count what we have, the blessings that we have, the good things we have, and put the emphasis there on what we have instead of what we don't have is a spiritual remedy to this pursuit of happiness. Second brief thought, how do we get happiness? That young adults who wanted to be happy, my advice would be pursue goodness. Pursue goodness. St. Thomas says that happiness is a condition of the soul associated with goodness. You might have one or two Clemson fans here. You had a good game last week recently. You felt, you're happy. It was a good game. You have a good day. You feel happy. You have a good weather. You have a good meal. You have a good time together. Anything that is we associate and identify as good, it brings us happiness. So how do we get happiness? In and of itself, it doesn't exist. It is a condition of the soul associated with goodness.